we are on Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph. We had learned that there are Shalish Machlekes Vedovo, and there's a Machlekes between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Chachamim. There's a concept of Yitay V'yodai Boim Ke'echad, and if it's Shayech for a Eviknani to receive a shtar al yedei atzmoi. Amen, the Chachamim hold that there is such a concept of gitte b'yodei boim ke'echot. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar is goma lola me'isha. Ha'isha at sheyeitzi get l'rshus she'eino sheloi. Ha'eved nami at sheyeitzi get l'rshus she'eino sheloi. I would just like to mention Rabbi Chanan wants to say pshat as follows, that be'emesin, the Yad Eved, even though perhaps in Hilchus Mominis, belongs to the Odin, but the Zichr is the Yad Eved is considered the Yad of the Eved also. And al talache of Venosan Viyoda that we learn out from Lolo Meisha, this is put into a Yad. There's an Asine Liyata Eved. The problem is that this Yata Eved at the same time is the Rishus of the Odin. That means it belongs to the Odin. So you have here a combination. It's the Yad HaEved that belongs to the Odin. Now the Shaila is putting it into the Yad of the, now the Rishus HaOdin is Megareya the Kinyan. Like all Kinyonim cannot make a Kinyan Rishus Moicha. The Rishus Moicha is Megareya, the Maisa Kinyan never went out of the Rishus Moicha. So since the Yad HaEved is also the Rishus HaMoicha, and Rishus HaMoicha is Megareya in all Kinyon. So the Chachamim hold, we say Yitay V'yodai Boim Ke'echo. That means since there is a Nesine Liyad HaEved, so that's a Metziyah. So what should we say? We should say that but since the Yad belongs to the Odin, that should be Megareya, the Mais and the Sine. So we say, no, Yitay V'yodai Boim Ke'echa. That means that with the Sine Saget, Liyad Ha'eved automatically falls off the Dova HaMegareya. The Rishus Odin falls off, because the Nesina Liyad creates a Shicho, so in Mela I don't have a Sibbe to be Begareya, the Mais and Nesina. That is the Svara of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I learned out from Isha, that Ma Isha Chiyotze get L'Rishus She'eino Shaloi. That means it only gets a Toiras Nesina when it leaves the Rishus Abal. And since this Yad in Hilchus Mominis belongs to the Yodain, so therefore this prevents the Shichel. That is why we hear in the Mishnah, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that Shtar is Dafka al Yedei Acherim, not al Yedei Atzmai. Boi Rabbe, now Rabbe asked the Shaila, L'Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Evek Nani, Ma'u Sheyeyoso Shliach L'Kabel Gitoi Miyad Rabbe. Can he make a Shliach L'Kabel Gitoi Miyad Rabbe? Given the Goma Lo Lo Meisha. So just like by Isha, there's a halacha that an Isha could make a Shliach L'Kabel. So Mamela and Evet could also make a Shliach Likabol. Oidume isha de ihi motzei mekabelas gito. Could be an eved is worse than an isha. An isha could be mekabel a get herself. She's a bas kabelas get. Shliach nami motzei mashvayim, so she can make a shliach. Eved, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the ihu loy mekabel gitel. He is not bekoya to be mekabel again. Shliach nami leimotzi mashvit, so he can't make a shliach. Boso the boy after he klal the shayla or the poshto lolo meisha keisha. We learn out from the reshove, and he can be mekabel, he can make a shliach lekabel lolo meisha. Now before we'll see Rashi, which is not too clear, let us see Tosfos. Ma'u she'yasa shliach lekabel gitoy miyad rab. So we have here a shayla. If a eved k'nani can make a shliach lekabel. Now we have in our Mishnah it says, u'bishtar al yedei acherem. So it says klar in the Mishnah that a kabbalas acherem helps one eved k'nani. So what is the shayla? Yesh mefoshim, dahochi kami boiler. Heiche da omar ha'eved la'acha le'kabalei itoi miyad rabbet. The Gemara shayla is, if the eved told someone else to be mekabel git miyad rabbet, Mahani Kabbalosi, does the Kabbalah help? Oiloi. The Chiloi Omalei Lekabal Gitoi. If he wouldn't have told him to be Mekabal again, Ubo Umekabloi, and he was Mekabalit, Pshitol on the Mahani, then it's his help. Gamrina Bemasnisen, Ubishta Ayedei Acherem. The Mishnah says, Klov. That according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, if you give someone else a shtar shicha to be zeicha for the yevet, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds chusul levet sheyetzim mitachas rabbeh lecheilim. So therefore, you could be mizake the shtar shicha by giving it to someone else. So that zicha zikoy will help. Avol amirosay. But if he told a person to become a shliach, sha'amar loy leich v'kabel giti, shema migra gore, maybe it's worse. Lefi shebo mitam shlichus. Hey, loy. In shlichus we have a problem. The ihu loy mekabel gita. Shliach nami leimotzi mashve. There's a psachasonim in minui hashlichus. Is kan shayil abed. What could the chasonim be? Afil there is a chasonim of minui hashlichus. For some reason, because since he himself is a lava, kabbalah can make a shliach. But it says chus, and there is a din of zochin la'odom shaloi befonah. So why does it help us? Why is it migra gora? I'd like to mention two mahalchim why it's migra gora. There's one mahalach that there is a concept in Hilchis Zechiyah that you have to be a shliach shel bal hamomen. If Reuven wants to be mizake his momen to Shimon al Yedei Levi, so Levi has to be a shliach of the Baal Hamom, and Levi has to, there is din a shlichus that Levi has to have from Reuven. That's halacha in Zochin L'Adam Shaloi B'Pom. You have to be a shliach of the Baal Hamom that is being mizaki you to be zeicha for someone else. That's halacha in shlichus, in tchiyah. By shlichus, there's no such halacha. By shlichus, the shlufei shalotim k'moisei the yad shliach ki yad evet. You don't have to be a shluchei shal bal hamomim. So Bekitzer, there are two Siddurim. That means Schia and Shlichas are two different Leifanim. If you're making Schia, so there's a Seidis Mezakehim, and you have to be a Shliach in the Balamomim. If he says, he's making you a Shliach, so then there's no din of Shlucha Shabalamomim. Now, the Odin is giving over to the Shliach, Alpi Maz Shomar Shliach. So if the Shliach is telling him, listen, I'm a Shliach, I'm not taking this, the Teiras here, so he's not Mizakehin, so there's no din of, so there's missing the din of Shluchay Shabala Mame. And if Shliches doesn't help, so it won't be good. That's one Mahalach. And the Shleimer says this, another say this, that the chiyah goes with a different oifen, and there's different conditions by chiyah. And if he doesn't want, the eved does not want, it should work b'teiras chiyah. So it doesn't work b'teiras chiyah, it works b'teiras shlichas. There's a very mechudish to give shot that the Arzah the Rav brings down from a mitzvah Chonon. He says that the holding of Zochin La'odom Shalei Befonov is only applied if the Eved is not Moiche, he's not Tzava. If the Eved doesn't want Schia, there's no Parsha of Zochin La'odom Shalei Befonov. So Memele, he doesn't want Schia. Migragol, I want Shlichet. Now this is a Moiche de Kechidish, I just like to be Madgish, this is a Moiche de Kechidish. Because if it's Oymed Vitzova, his pshat is he doesn't want to become a Meshucha, so it's not a Schutz, so there's no Pasha of Sia. Here, he wants to become a Meshucha, but he wants that it should be Dafke in this Seder, to a Seder of Shlichus. That is a big Chiddush to say that since he doesn't want Schutz here, even though it is a Schutz, and it's a Pasha of Zochalov, Shlodavonov, it will not help. That's a Chiddush. But Kaponim, these are two mahalchim to learn pshat in the first mahalach of Taisvit. Let us go further in Taisvit. V'yesh mefosh. How to say a different pshat? V'hochi kami boile. Mau sheyeyosa shliach. Ho da oma Rav Shimon ben Elozo v'shtar ayedeyachem. It says in the Mishnah that Shtai Deacherem helps. Is betoy, now we have here as for it. Maybe Shlichus does not help, because since he himself is a lav bal kabbalah, so the whole concept of Shlichus does not apply. Such a concept called Milsa Diyu Leimotzi Yovit, Shlich Leimotzi Mashvin. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. So, the study of Gemara is as follows. That means it works b'teira shlichas klema. So if she'eved yaseh shliach l'kabel git mishum d'gom alola mi'ishum. He has to make a shlich. He can make a shlich. Ulaman dom eschus uloi. If you hold it as chus for an eved to go out l'cheiret, yoke l'kabel gitay shaloi medatoi. You don't need a befeira sheminu, he calls man sheine moiche. If he's not moiche, so we have schiem mitam shliches. So you have your shliches, niskayim, through the parsha of schiem. Ule man du yoma choy vuloi, if you hold that it's a choy. So at last day, midatoi, so then you'll need she yiskatsa, you need the das of heaven to make him a shlich. Vivkein, imuoymed vitzova, le mahani kabalosa, then it won't help. So that means, tzad number one is, that be'emes, eved could make could be memana shliach. Now, how this will come about, so it could come about in different eifanim. Either if it's a schut, so you don't need a befeir sheminui, so it's, or an antadi,
Ge'ilu Mamesh Liya, since it's a zchus, so then it's good, I'll talk to Adam. If it's not a zchus, then you need a b'feir sheminu. If it's not a zchus, and then he's aimed b'tzava, so it won't be good. That's tzad number one. I do, but that means what we're saying, that if it's a zchus, so you don't, it won't be mikra go, that it will make a shliach. Or it could be that the whole concept of shliches does not apply by an eved nami, the leidomi leisha, because it's not similar to an isha. The dake isha, the ihi mikabeles gito, she alone is a bas kabbalah shliach nami motzi mashve. Avul eved l'rav Shimon ben Aloza. So the whole concept of shliches is not at all applicable by an eved. So that what it says in the Mishnah, it can't work out the din of zochin l'adam shalei b'fonav, because it's here mitam shliches, and if there's no concept of shliches by a Eved Knani, because he himself was a lav bar kabbalah, so there's not enough Sriya either. It can't work. Sriya is mitam shlichus. He made him for a shliach. But there's no pasha of shlichus by an Eved Knani. Now, the only way an Eved Knani can get a get is that guy yidei achere, because Rav Shimon HaLoz does not hold the concept of gita v'yodei bo'en kedah. Now, so how does this Ayyidei Acherem work? That means from the Parsha of Shtar Shichel, it is Muchach that an Eved Knani is Nishtach Ayyidei Acherem. If in Lomdis I say that the concept of Shlichus is not applicable because he's a Lav Bar Kabbalah, so if came Bishtar Ayyidei Acherem to come now, Ayna Feloimim Vitzovach, even the Ayna Mitam Shlichus Al Kocho, it's a gzeiris akosiv that the odin can give someone a shtar shlichus for the eved, not as the parsha of shlichus, because the or not as the parsha of shchi mitam shlichus. So al kochel there's a new halacha that I can give someone to with his kabbalah the eved will be mishuch, he's mekabel for the eved, but this is not the parsha of shlichus, this is not the parsha of shchi. So memeila is afila tzaymed v'tzavach, and also that is pshat in the Gemara Shai. Now let us see Rashi, the Rav Shimon ben Elozo. The Oma Eved Eini Mikabel Gitoi, Eved Mao Sheyasu Shliach Lekabel Gitoi. Ki Isha Domi, do I say it's like an Isha, V'oise Shliach Lekabel Gitoi, the Nafkelon, we learn out with the shilcha mi beisim, melamed sheisha oisa shlich, shilcha that she can make her shlich. Vahainu de koma al yedei acherem, and that pshan the mishnah yedei acherem. Hey, dume. Va yedei acherem de koma, she is zakeloi raboi gitoi al yedei acherem. Oi heim oisim sheloi mi datoi. And that's the mir, that these two mahalchim and Rashi are the two mahalchim we had in Tosfos. The first mahalach of Rashi, she is zakeloi rabbi gitoi dechem, you need, he has to be mezake, he has to be shluchoi shel bala momen. So memeile, if shlichas does not help, you need zikui, that you need has to become a shlich of the bala. But that's how the maritzes pshat in this Rashi, vay dechem dekoma, she is zakeloi Rabbi Gitoy Ayyadeh, she is Akalay, not his Zeichens, help. She is Akalay, Nichluke Shabala Mummy. Oi, hey, Moisim Shalomi Datoy. This is the second Mahalach of Taizvit. You don't need Bechlau, the Rotzin of the Eved, to become a Meshucha. He could become a Meshucha, Afilabal Kochay Shalabit. And this is how the Taizvit Sarosh says Pshat. The Taizvit Sarosh says like the second Teretz of Taizvit. He said that's Pshat and Rashi. So L'chayre Rashi is saying the two ma'alchim we had in Taisvis, we need zikui, you need shluchi shabal ha'momen by siya, we made him a shliach, I don't have this, or it'll help even Balkoch. Bekitzer, the Gemara said that there's no problem. You can make a shliach. I learned that law by Meisha, so just like an Isha can make a shliach le Kabbalah, an Eved could also make a shliach le Kabbalah, and there's not in the problem which is existed by an Eved like this. I'm not taking out the Rishus HaOdein. The Rishus HaOdein is Megareya, because Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi, but if there's a shliach, there's no problem whatsoever, because the Yad of the shliach is not the Rishus HaOdein. Rekte Gemara, ve'elo hodo omar rafune bereide Rav Yeshua, hani kahani shluchi derachmoninu. Heis Rav Hune bereide Rav Yeshua was machia that kahanim are shluchi derachmoninu. V'yis al kedaitoch shluchei didoninu, if you'll say the shluchei didon, the shluchim of the balakovim, mi'ike midi danan le mozinon avdinon ve'inu mozi ovli, is there such a concept of shlichas that I'm not capable of doing something, a zor is not capable of making a krovet, and I can make a shliach to be makre for me? There's no such thing. So al kochoch is muchach from this that kahanim is shluchei derachmon. So we see klo from Ravuna Bereit Rabbi Yeshua that there is such a concept kol milse de'iyu leimotzi ovid shliach leimotzi mashve. So memele, so what is pshat, this pshat that you said va'avdo de'iyu leimotzi mekabel kitek. And that it also is not capable of being the Kabbal again. V'shliach motzi mashvi, and he can make a shliach. So the Gemara says, V'loihi, the kash is machlal nashve. Yisroel lo yishayichi b'teiris kabon is klal. A Yisroel is machlal nashayich b'teiris kabon. That means in Avoidus a kabon is a Yisroel is mufke from Avoidus. So Mele, so if he is a lav bar avoide, how can he make a shliach to do the avoide? He himself is mukke from avoide. Eved shaykh begitten. In Kabbalah saget, an eved is about Kabbalah. The sanya we learned in Abarai said, Niren advorim she eved mekabol gitay shal chaveiroi. Miyad Raboi Shel Chaveiroi, Avoloi Miyad Raboi Sheloi. Now the way we were Mavaya before from Abachonam, it's beautiful, this halach. That means like this, Be'emison, every Eved has his own Yad. The problem is, even though he is Yad Eved ki Yad Rabi, that's in Hilchis Momen. In Hilchis Momen, the Yad belongs to the other, but it's called his Yad also. That means Rabbi Chana says, just like a person has a yad, it's my yad, not because it belongs to me. No, pshat is a person has a yad, it's his yad. No, grad, the yad of the Eved, belongs to the Odoin, and that is Megareya, the Nesine, that it's Adayin, lo yotzo mirshus Odoin. And we learn that lo lo mi Isha, by Isha, it's yotzo mirshus Abal, so that yotzo mirshus Odoin. Therefore, if you have an Eved Knani, that wants to be Zaychesh Tar Shicho for another Eved Knani from a different Odin, so there's Bechlau no problem whatsoever. That means he has a Yad of Kabbalah's get. He could be Mekabbalah get. No, by his own get, when he gets it from the Odin, so there's a Chesaron in the Nesinus HaGet, because of everyone out of the Rishus of the Odin. But if I'm taking this get from an Odin of a different Eved, so there's no problem at all in the Sinus HaGet. It went out of the Rishus of that Odin. In a Yad and Kabbalah's HaGet I have, so I could be Zeicha for someone else. So there's no comparison at all between Kahanim that cannot be Shluchei Didon and an Eved. An Eved is a Baal Kabbalah's Shtar Shicho. V'araya, he could be Mekabbalah Shtar Shicho for someone else. No, the problem is that to receive a get from his Odin is a Chesaron in the Mais and the Sinai because of Ein Lo Yotzo Meshus HaOdin. So if I make a shliach, so that problem is non-existent anymore. So why can I make a shliach? I'm a baal kabbalas get. What does Rashi say? Gomel olam isha vayis shliach. Hani kahani linyan hakrovis kobot. Shluchei derachmoneninu veloi shluchei dida. V'napkemino lamuda hanoa mikoyin. A person is a mudar hanoah from a kohen. That he can't derive benefit from the kohen. Shakohen mutar lahakriv kol benoisa. Because he's not doing it bishlichu. So it's shluchay the rachmon. But milse yivoy ilom benedorom beperikayim beina mudar. But shluchay didon is shluchay the rachmon. Ve'eved. We see that by Eved, even though he's a lav bal kabbalas gitoy, he could still make a shliach. So we don't say this concept of kol milsa dihi leimotzi ovid shliach leimotzi mashu. So the Gemara says, no, there's a moedik kechilit. By kabbonis azor is lav b'teiras kabbonis shiu hein oivdim es lavoide. That they should be balei avoided, they can't do. So therefore, he can't say it's shluchei didon. But an eved knani is shayach begitin. Im einoi mekabel gita mishum de lo yotza haget moshus chavei. There's a different problem over here. There's a chesoron and the mice in the scene because his yad is still moshus chavei, so it's lo yotza moshus chavei. Aber mekabel u get lach aveiroi, she einoi avdoi shel rabbi, but he can be mekabel a get from his chavo, she einoi avdoi shel rabbi, el shel ish acha. O yotso ha get l rishus, she einoi sheloi. So there the get one out from the odoi to rishus, she einoi sheloi. So that's called a mais in the sina. Aber loi miyad rabbi sheloi, mo yushneim shel ish acha. Let us see, Taisvis, the Omar Rav Huna, Hani Kahani Shluchei Berachmonanim. Perish Bekontris, the Haino Leinian Akrovis Kobon, the Nafkemino, the Nimuda Ranomin Akoyin, Shahakoyin Mutter Lahakiv Kobonos. So that's what Rav Huna said. Is Rav Huna went into this Shaila, if a Mutter Hano, Mikoyin, if the Koyin is permitted to be Makav Kobonoiso, and on this Shaila, Rav Huna was Poshet, because Kahane Shluchi the Rachmonanina, because it's Shluchi the Don, Mikami the Dile Motsi Ove, the Shlich Motsi Mash. Taime, the Mash Mahoche, the Pshita Lai, the Mesaches Nidorim, the Perit Ein Beinamuda. Boy, there the Gemara clears this for a Shaila. Hani kahani shluchi da rachmon ave, or shluchi didon, lo yifshite, the Gemara, it was not koishit the shayla, but a mailo in maisi yosa, mach milse da rachmona, bereide rav yishua, le mifshite, we should be koishit, a mahmona bereide rav yishua. So Taisu says two terus, Peretz number one, vi yishloime do uchei de Gemara hu, vikama duch, the loy mifshite elomi mishna oimi braisa. He's playing a shayla. So the Gemara wants to be poshited from a mishna or a braisa. Va'av al gav the motzi le mifshit mi divre yameroi. Good, but the Gemara doesn't want to be poshited. Look, Rabune, the writer of Yeshua said that along this, and we could be poshited on him, but the Gemara doesn't want to be poshited. Ina. Now Taisvah says another tenet. That means Avuna Bereder of Yeshua is speaking about one thing, and the Sugya Nedorim is speaking about a second thing. So therefore, we cannot at all bring Avuna Bereder of Yeshua in that Sugya. Inami Yeshleima, Barosam Ochi Komi Boyle, Hani Kahani Shluchi Derachmone Davkini. The Gemara Shaila over there is, we know, we're after Rav Rabbuna Bereida Rav Yeshua. We know that Rabbuna Bereida Rav Yeshua. And Rabbuna Bereida Rav Yeshua had said that the Shluchi Drachmone, because Kol Mils Di Lemotzi Yov Shlich Lemotzi Mashmi. So after Rabbuna Bereida Rav Yeshua, do we say Shluchi Drachmone Dachkeninu? It's only Shluchi Drachmone. V'loi Shluchi Didon Klal. And it's not at all shluchei didon. Oidu mahavonami shluchei didon. Or maybe it's also shluchei didon. So, l'chayre, you have to understand pshat and taisves. And what is the... Avuna b'reidi Rav Yeshua was poishet that it's shluchei d'rachmon. It can't be shluchei didon. That was the Gemara. Now, that's our Rabbun Rav Yeshua. That's the Gemara new day, Rabbi. We're after Rabbun Rav Yeshua. It's Zeche Shluchei Derachmon, that's Pasha, that's Rabbun Rav Yeshua. But it is it only Shluchei Derachmon, or could be Shluchei Didon also? Now, how could it be Shluchei Didon? We just had a long list called Milsa. Diyu leimotzi obishlit leimotzi mashva. How could it be shluchi dida? So Rabbi Chanan in Kaivetz Ha'ores Siminayin Vov Oizayin Yudzayin says a beautiful bill. He says pshat as follows. For Emerson there are two dinim in shlichus. There's one din in shlichus that someone makes a shliach to be megarish his wife, to sell his kalke. He says, that shlichus works with a mesilas hakoyach. That means as follows. Hannah can't be megarish. Shimon cannot be megarish Reuven's wife. How can she be megarish Reuven's wife? How could Shimon sell Reuven's karka? I'm not a Bible. How could I do such a thing? No, there is a concept of shlichus that the koyach I have to make gerushin, I'm giving over to you. I'm moisa that koyach to you. Therefore, now you can sell my karka in the garish, my wife. Now, the Gemara klar the shayla. Could a kohen do an avoida on Reuven's kol? It's Reuven's kol. How can you do avoida? You have to receive a koyach from Reuven. Just like you can't be megarish Reuven's wife without receiving a koyach from Reuven. So you can't do an avoida on Reuven's kol until he gives you a koyach to do avoida on his kol. And that's that. And that Rabbuna Bereid Rav Yeshua said. Is zichenam like that. Why? Because if Reuven himself doesn't have a koyach to do the avoid on the kolben, so the shliach needs a mesiras hakoyach to do the avoid. It's zichenam. I don't get it from you. If you yourself also do not possess this koyach, so that what I can do the avoid is not through you. Shluchi derachmone. The Bnei Shul made kahanim shluchim to do the avoida and kabonis, and I don't have to receive a koyach from the malakol. That was what Rabbuna Bereid Rav Yeshua said. Not Rabbi Chanan, but there's another din in shlichus. What's the other din in shlichus? For example, there's a concept in shlichus, yesh shliach l'dvar aveir. What is that yeshlich l'dvar aveir? Let's say, according to Beis Shammai, yeshlich l'dvar aveir. So, or by Mila we say yeshlich l'dvar aveir. There's different cases yeshlich l'dvar aveir. There, the din shlichus is, what pshat, if Reuven makes Shimon a shliach to kill someone, and Shimon kills, so the shlichus works because Reuven was moisa koichai to kill Shimon. He was a shvachin kid. Shimon was the giver. I mean, he couldn't kill. There's no din of mesiras koyach over here. There's another din of shlichus. There's a shlichus that the pula I'm doing for you becomes nesiachus to you, keilu you killed. Now, on this din shlichus, Rav Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua's concept, kol milse deiyu leimotzi ove shlich leimotzi mashma, is bachlal not applicable over here. Rav Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua is speaking about the din shlich of Mesiris Koyach. If you need the koyach of the mishalach in order to be capable of doing what the mishalach could do. So that was the Gemara Shaila, is a koyin capable of doing avoida on someone else's kovin? That the Gemara says, he zicha doesn't receive the koyach from the Baal HaKovin, since the Baal HaKovin himself is incapable of doing the avoida. So in this inyan, the koyach to do the avoida, the koyach to do the avoida, this is zicha shluchei darachmone, I do not receive my koyach HaKovin through the Baal HaKovin. That's Rav Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua. But the Gemara and the Dom class a different shayla. Maybe it's also shluchei didon. That means maybe that what the Kahanim are doing becomes miyuchis to the Baal HaKovin. It's kilo you did it. It's kilo you did it. Oh, if you did it, so if you mudara, no, I can do something for you. That is the shayla of the Gemara Mesechtes Nedon. So we're after Rav Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua. Inami yesh loyme, the hosam ochi kami boile, hani kahani shluchi darachmone davkeninu. Do I say the only shluchi darachmone, and there is no shliches whatsoever to the Baal HaKovin, ki ilu we should rechen ki ilu the Baal HaKovin had also done this avoidet, V'loi shluchei didon klal, v'idilme avinami shluchei didon. V'nav kemino, so then, Amud Rama will be yours. V'nav kemino. Now, L'chayre Taisus is going now on Rav Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua Shaila, which the Gemara in the Dorim is after Shaila. V'nav kemino in Rav Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua Shaila. If it's shluchei derachmono, shluchei dido, v'nav kemino, shimo yekoyin makriv sheloy ledas habayla. Rav Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua was not clarifying about Mudarano. Mudarano is a Shaila. The Gemara in the Dorim class, he doesn't go into the Shaila. So what was Rav Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua Shaila? He was claiming a different shayla. He was claiming a shayla, shimo yekoyin makriv sheloy ledas habayla. If the koyin is makriv without the mesiris reshus, without the mesiris hakoyin from the bayla, ishluchei derachmone nami ninu, if it's shluchei derachmone, havi kovim kosher. Then it's a kosher kol, because I don't need your mesiris hakoyach to make my avoida kosher avoida. I'm a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom to do avoida and kabbonis. We have a davke shluchei didon. It will say it's the whole koyach he gets is only from the bailim. Ain't they kosher? So it's a possible akrobat. Kimin shikrim shloimi das ha bailim. That was a Hunda Barei the Rav Yeshua Shaila. That can mean if it's a kosher korban or not. That was his Shaila. And that he was poishin the tzicha a kosher korban. The Gemara in the Dorim now is a new Shaila. A new Shaila. If by Mudar Hano, is there a second in Shlichis? There also a Shluchi Didon. The tzicha Shluchi Dachman, but it could be the Pula Sakoim becomes Nisyaches to the Baal HaKovin, and his mother HaNos, and the Meila then will be us. Ubilvav sheyehei akesef mishelachei. Now we're going into a very, very difficult Gemara. We heard in the Mishnah that the Mishnah said, v'kesef achomim oimim v'kesef al yedei atzmoi, that the Ebed could give the kesef. have to be, the mayor says, we have the mayor said in the Mishnah, the koine es atzmoi, the kesef aidei achechem. Others give kesef to the odoin that the eved should be meshucha. That's the din eved knani. The chachamim hold the kesef aidei atzmoi. No, the eved could give money for his own shechu, but ubovachi a kesef mishalachay. But the money that he's giving from his own shechu cannot be his own money. He has to receive this money from achayim, and then if he receives this money from achayim, then he can be paid himself. He can be goyel himself with this money. So that's the machloikis Ramei and the Chacham. Zok the Gemara. Neime bohoka miflegi. The machloikis between Ramei and the Chachamim is as follows. The Ramei yosova ein kinyin le'eved b'loi rabo. Ben kinyin le'isha b'loi baila. Rabbonon sovri, yeshkinyin le'eved, v'loi rabbon, yeshkinyin le'isha, v'loi bailo. Let us see what Rashi says. Ramei yedoma v'kesef, ayidei acherim sova, en kinyin le'eved, v'loi rabbon. Im nosno lo'i b'matone, if someone gave the eved a matone, Zoche boy rabbi. It belongs to the rabbi. Hilkach aval gavavi kesef mishalach eirim, even though this money belongs to someone else, he efshe shiyekablenu hu v'yitein l'rabbi. It's impossible for him to be mekabel this money v'yitein l'rabbi. Rabbonon sobri yesh kinyin. Nosno loy matone, if someone gave him a matone, oyul vidas acheres makneyu, since someone else is giving it to him, vinoisin ze in the one who's giving it to him, loy goma believoy, she yiske boy harav, he had no intention that the rab should be zoiche in this money. Have the eved, so it belongs to the eved. Umifrig be'al yidei atzmoi, and he could be nivde al yidei atzmoi. So we have to understand what is the machlekes according to this lashon. We have three lashonos in the Gemara between Rameir and the Chacham. Rameya says, "En kinyin le'eved v'loy rabbi. Nos n'loy b'matone, zoche v'loy rabbi." We could learn that according to this first lashon, pshat is as follows, that since an eved is kufay kon, so the mominess of the Eved automatically belongs to his other. Maise Yoda belongs to the other. He finds a Metzia, belongs to the other. That means he doesn't have Ein Kinyin LeEved V'Loi Rabbi. He's not considered a Rishus of Schiyas Momen. That means whatever he possesses, that belongs to the other. Belongs directly to the other. It doesn't go, I'll say it goes with two steps. Pshata, since he's koni to the other, so all mominess that he acquires goes directly to the other. The Chachamim hold that it matters. That sure, maise yoda, that belongs to the other. That belongs to the other. A matone that was given without an intent that it should belong to the other, that in that the other never has a bialis in such mominess. That means he only has bialis in mominess, maiseyada, metziya, and that is koniloi. But if someone wants to give this eved amatone, and he has no intention of giving to the other, I want to give to this eved. So then there's no halacha b'chlal that an eved can't possess. An eved could possess. No, whatever he possesses through metziya, through ma'ase yadayim, that belongs to the yadayim. That's the accomplishment of the kinyan of the yadayim. But it was given, not letzayre chodon, loigoma b'libi she yiska boi harab. There was no intention that it should belong. Shiska boyara, have the eved, umifred meya yideas. That is the machloikis in the first lashon. Then the Gemara says further, a second lashon. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rabsheshes. No. De kula alme ein kinyin le eved b'loy rabbe. That means we don't say that we are done how he acquired the money. If he acquired it through matana and there was no intent that it should belong to the rabbi, there was no positive intent that it should belong to the rabbi, so it doesn't belong to the rabbi. No. Ein kinyan le'eved b'loy rabbi. That means whatever the eved possesses, that's mamin harab. Vein kinyin le'ishe b'loi b'aylo v'hochi v'mayeski. So what is the machlokes v'amei on the chachom? The atlelei acher amone. Someone was makne amone. V'om alei amena she'en l'raboch l'shuspon. And there was a condition put into this matoneh, she'ein l'rabach rishus pun. Kamei yosava, ki yomalei kni, koni ebet. Mokha ma'eskin and akmalei achamoneh, v'omalei menashe l'rabach rishus pun. Made it tonight. Kamei yosava, ki yomalei kni, koni ebet, v'koni rabet. V'chi yomalei al menas, like klum kama, it's worthless. The rabbanon sovri, kiven domalei al menas, ahani leitnoi. I saw in Mishnah Salevi, he wants to say as follows, that the rabbanon hold, I said, Almanas she'en l'rabach rishus boy. This money is given to you under the sole condition that your rabbi should not be zeich in this money. So, the t'nai helps. This t'nai helps. So, the other, forget about it, it'll never belong to the other. I'm giving the money, almanas she'en l'rabach l'shus boy. So the t'nai helps that the other won't be kind of the money. So now, that's step number one. Step number two, so since the other won't be kind of the money, so the chachamim hold, the whole halacha that we said, by all ways the eved acquires mammon, automatically, this moment belongs to the Yodin. This is Davke, if it can belong to the Yodin. But here, it can't belong to the Yodin. I was Masna Manash Ein L'Rabach Rishus Boy. So the Chachamim hold that if that I accomplish with my T'nai that it won't belong to the Yodin, so then there's no reason why it shouldn't belong to the Yodin. He says, the bailus of the yodin, the absolute bailus of the yodin is the sibah that it doesn't belong to the eved. But when it can belong to the other, that's out of the question. To the other will never belong. So this is not a reason that it shouldn't be. So therefore, then it could belong to the Eved. Rameya holds this whole concept that it should belong to the Eved and not to the Yodin. This is equivalent to Masna Mashekosa Batayah. That means there's no such thing. You're making a condition that it should be, the Torah said, in the possessions of an Eved, that whatever the Eved has is the Yodin's. He doesn't have his own possession. You want, through the Koyach of Tnai, to create a different type of a bailus of Eved without Odin. Tnai cannot accomplish such a thing. So it's equivalent to Masta Mashekosu Batoire, that Tnai Botel Umaisekai. That's how he wants to say Pshat. One Mahalach, he wants to say Pshat in this second Losh. Zakt ze gemorge weit, and I'm going to have a third loss. Rabbi Lazar Roma. Rabbi Lazar says, no. Kol ki hai gavnem. The kul alma loy pligi. No. With hilchis tonight, to say, al menashein l'rabach l'rishus boy, with Hilchis Tnai, I want to prevent that the Odin should have a bailus in this money. There's no such thing. Forget, I may as 100% right. Masa Mashekosu Batayra. In Hilchis Tnoyim, I cannot accomplish such a thing. V'koni Eved, v'koni Rabbi. V'hochi b'may eskinon. Here we're speaking about going to Akni Lei Achel Monet. Someone lent him a money. Va'om alei al menash sheteitze boi lecheres. This is yours for one purpose. Sheteitze boi lecheres. It's not yours for anything else. Sheteitze boi lecheres. Is Rameya Sova ki omalei kni koni ebed vekone rabbe. Ki omalei al menas loi klum komalei. Abonan sovri ledidei nami aloi kamaktalei. Loi omalei al menas sheteitze boi lecheres. I would like to read over the lotion of the Mishnah Salev. The time of the Rabbonon is, he says, Vatam lochere, kivin she'ein hu koine, rak lo eisei dova. It is the Eved only for this purpose, amanash etaitzevei lochereis, lo shayach she'yiske behen arab. So it's not shayach that the Odin should be zoiche in these mominis, if it's the mominis of the Eved only to Yait Lalatis by Lacheres. Umemele Konehu. So therefore, the Eved is Koine. Shalma she yeshle schus. And what he has a schus. Arele shayach she yikne ho odin. It's not shy that the odin should be Koine this moment, because it's my moment only, extremely for this purpose, is lo shayach sheyiknod. V'rab meya sfirele diyad eved ki yad rabbi. V'havi kol hazuchuyos lo'odin. Whatever he possesses belongs to the yodin. V'lo shayach lasish shiyurim Bahakinyin shela evet, shloi shayach shiye loi kinyin la atzmoi. This is an impossibility. That an evet should have a atzmiistik kinyin. V'chol kinyono la doina. Now let us just see Rashi.
Kinyan the Isha Ubaila Baalmis Rihla, it's not Nageya Asugya. The Isha Kiyabet, Hoyula Baila Zakoiba Maisiodeo, Mitsiyosa, Hihehi, the Pligi, Linya Matone Behevet, Ikalim Mishma, the Huadin the Isha. So then the Gemara, that was the first Lashon of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, the Kulaume ain Kinyan Iyoivilei Stom. If he gave the money stomach, that what he had no intentions that the Odin should be zeichen this, this alone is not a sibe to mafkia the bailus of the Odin. Now the Machlekes Rav Sheshe said, but he made a t'nai. Is the t'nai capable of preventing the Odin to be zeichen? Amenash ein l'rabach l'shusbay. So the Rabbanan hold the Hanilei tied the Mikola Adaita the Tnoi Akneye, who was given Adaita of this Tnai. So this Tnai Zicher accomplishes, according to the Chachamim, that the Odin cannot get Aschiyah in this moment. So when the Odin is Mufke Mischiyah's moment there, so then it could belong to the Eved. And Ramei holds like Klumama, like the Kivin, the Konevet, Konarabai, in a Tnai is not Bekoyak to be Mavkia, the Bailus of the Odin. We had mentioned, others say it's Masna Mashikosu Beteire. In the Rabbalos's Mahalach was, Shateitse Beilacheiris, that it's yours only, Shateitse Beilacheiris, Shateneu, Larabach, Bepidyonech.